Did your mom ever tell you, don't shine that flashlight in your eyes? LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 280. This is the daily podcast where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. How are you today? After today's comments, I'll give you an update on my eye situation. So if you're interested, be sure to listen all the way to the end of the episode. And if you do that, I'll even have another extra special surprise for you at the very end. Last week, we read the shortest chapter, Psalms 117. And now we'll read the longest, Psalm 119. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, you are perfectly good and holy, and that's a wonderful thing to know. We can and do rest in that. We praise you. Give us wisdom as we read today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Psalms chapter 119. Happy are those whose way is without blame, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his law and look for him with all their heart. They also do not sin, but walk in his ways. You have set down laws that we should always obey. Oh, that my ways may always be in keeping with your law. Then I will not be put to shame when I respect your word. I will praise you with a heart that is right when I learn how right you judge. I will obey your law. Do not leave me all alone. How can a young man keep his way pure? By living in your word. I have looked for you with all my heart. Do not let me turn from your law. Your word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Great and honored are you, O Lord. Teach me your law. I have told with my lips of all the laws of your mouth. I have found as much joy in following your law as one finds in much riches. I will think about your law and have respect for your ways. I will be glad in your law. I will not forget your word. Do good to your servant so I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes so that I may see great things from your law. I am a stranger on the earth. Do not hide your word from me. My soul is crushed with a desire for your law at all times. You speak sharp words to the proud, the hated ones, because they turn from your word. Take away shame and bad feelings from me, for I have kept your law. Even if rulers sit together and speak against me, your servant thinks about your law. Your law is my joy, and it tells me what to do. My soul is laid in the dust. Give me new life because of your word. I have told about my ways, and you have answered me. Teach me your law. Make me understand the way of your law, so I will talk about your great works. My soul cries because of sorrow. Give me strength because of your word. Take the false away from me. Show your loving favor by giving me your law. I have chosen the faithful way. I have set your law in front of me. I hold on to your law, O Lord. Do not put me to shame. I will run the way of your law, for you will give me a willing heart. O Lord, teach me the way of your law, and I will obey it to the end. Give me understanding. Then I will listen to your word and obey it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of your word, for I find joy in it. Turn my heart toward your law, so I will not earn money in a wrong way. Turn my eyes away from things that have no worth, and give me new life because of your ways. Keep your promise to your servant, the promise you made to those who fear and worship you. Turn away the shame that I do not want to come to me, for your law is good. Oh, how I desire your law! Give me new life because of your right and good way. May your loving kindness also come to me, O Lord. May you save me, as your word says. Then I will have an answer for the one who puts me to shame, for I trust in your word. Do not take the word of truth out of my mouth, for I hope in your law. I will always obey your law, forever and ever. I will walk as a free man, for I look for your law. I will speak of your law in front of kings, and I will not be ashamed. I will be glad in your law, which I love. I will lift up my hands to your word which I love, and I will think about your law. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. Your word has given me new life. This is my comfort in my suffering. The proud always laugh at me, but I do not turn away from your law. I have remembered your law from a long time ago, O Lord, and I am comforted. Burning anger comes upon me because of the sinful who turn away from your law. Your laws are my songs in whatever house I stay. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I have kept your law. It has become my way to obey your law. The Lord is my share. I have promised to obey your word. I begged for your favor with all my heart. Show me your love because of your word. I thought about my ways and turned my steps to your law. I hurried and did not wait to obey your law. The ropes of the sinful are all around me, but I have not forgotten your law. I will rise late in the night to give thanks to you because your law is right and good. I am a friend to all who fear you and of those who keep your law. The earth is full of your loving kindness, O Lord. Teach me your law. You have done good to your servant, O Lord, because of your word. Teach me what I should know to be right and fair, for I believe in your law. Before I suffered, I went the wrong way, but now I obey your word. You are good, and you do good. Teach me your law. The proud have put together a lie against me. I will keep your law with all my heart. Their heart is covered with fat, but I find joy in your law. It is good for me that I was troubled, so that I might learn your law. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands made me and put me together. Give me an understanding to learn your law. May those who fear you see me and be glad, for I have put my hope in your word. O Lord, I know that what you decide is right and good. You punish me because you are faithful. May your loving kindness comfort me because of your promise to your servant. Let your loving pity come to me so I may live, for your law is my joy. May the proud be ashamed because they do wrong to me for no reason, but I will think about your law. May those who fear you and those who know your law turn to me. Let my heart be without blame in your law. Do not let me be put to shame. My soul becomes weak with desire for your saving power, but I have put hope in your word. My eyes become weak with desire for your word. I say, when will you comfort me? I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, but I do not forget your law. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish those who make it hard for me? The proud have dug deep holes for me. They do not obey your law. All of your word is faithful. Help me, for they have made it hard for me with a lie. They almost destroyed me on the earth, but I did not turn away from your law. Give me life again by your loving kindness, and I will keep the word of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word will never change in heaven. You are faithful to all people for all time. You have made the earth, and it stands. They stand today by your law, for all things serve you. I would have been lost in my troubles if your law had not been my joy. I will never forget your word, for by it you have given me new life. I am yours. Save me, for I have looked to your law. The sinful wait to destroy me, but I will think about your word. I have seen that all things have an end, even if they are perfect, but your word is without end. Oh, how I love your law! It is what I think about all through the day. Your word makes me wiser than those who hate me, for it is always with me. I have better understanding than all my teachers because I think about your law. I have a better understanding than those who are old because I obey your word. I have kept my feet from every sinful way so that I may keep your word. I have not turned away from your law, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet is your word to my taste! It is sweeter than honey to my mouth. I get understanding from your law, and so I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have promised that I will keep your law, and I will add strength to this promise. I am in much suffering. O Lord, give me life again by your word. Take my willing gift of thanks, O Lord, and teach me your law. My life is always in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The sinful have set a trap for me, yet I have not turned from your law. I have been given your law forever. It is the joy of my heart. I have set my heart on obeying your law forever, even to the end. I hate those who have two ways of thinking, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my battle covering. I put my hope in your word. Go away from me, you who do wrong, so I may keep the word of my God. Hold me up by your word, and I will live. Do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up so I will be safe, and I will always have respect for your law. You turn away from all those who turn from your law. They fool themselves with their own lying. You put away like waste all the sinful of the earth, so I love your law. My flesh shakes in fear of you, and I am afraid of how you may punish. I have done what is fair and right. Do not leave me to those who would make it hard for me. Promise that you will bring good to your servant. Do not let the proud make it hard for me. My eyes have become weak with desire for your saving power and for your word that is right and good. Act in your loving kindness toward your servant and teach me your laws. I am your servant. Give me understanding so I may know your law. It is time for you to work, Lord, for they have broken your law. I love your word more than gold, more than pure gold, and so I look upon all of your law as right. I hate every false way. Your laws are wonderful, and so I obey them. The opening of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the childlike. I opened my mouth wide, breathing with desire for your law. Turn to me and show me loving favor, as you always do to those who love your name. Set my steps in your word. Do not let sin rule over me. Set me free from the power of man, and I will obey your law. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your law. Tears flow from my eyes because of those who do not keep your law. You are right and good, O Lord, and your law is right. The law you have made is right and good and very faithful. I feel weak because those who hate me have forgotten your word. Your word is very pure, and your servant loves it. I am not important, and I am hated, but I do not forget your law. You are right forever, and your law is truth. Trouble and suffering have come upon me, yet your word is my joy. Your law is right forever. Give me understanding, and I will live. I cried with all my heart, "Answer me, O Lord, I will keep your law." I cried to you, "Save me, and I will keep your word." I rise before the morning comes and cry for help. I have put my hope in your word. My eyes wait for the night hours, so I may think about your word. Hear my voice because of your loving kindness. O Lord, give me new life again because of your law. Those who follow sinful ways come near, but they are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all of your word is truth. I learned from your law long ago that you made it to last forever. Look upon my suffering and take me from it, for I do not forget your law. Stand by me and set me free. Give me life again because of your word. Your saving help is far from the sinful, for they do not look to your law. Your loving kindness is great, O Lord. Give me life again because of your law. There are many who hate me and make it hard for me, yet I do not turn from your law. I look with hate on those who cannot be trusted because they do not keep your word. Think about how I love your law. Give me life again, O Lord, because of your loving kindness. All of your word is truth, and every one of your laws, which are always right, will last forever. Rulers make it hard for me for no reason, but my heart honors your words with fear. I am made happy by your word, like one who finds great riches.
I hate what is false, but I love your law. I praise you 7 times a day because your law is right. Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing will cause them to be hurt in their spirit. I hope for your saving power, O Lord, and I follow your word. I obey your law, for I love it very much. I obey your word and laws, for you know all my ways. Let me come to you, O Lord. Give me understanding because of your word. Let my prayer come to you. Help me because of your word. May praise come from my lips, for you teach me your law. May my tongue sing about your word, for all of your word is right and good. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your law. I have much desire for your saving power, O Lord. Your law is my joy. Let me live so I may praise you, and let your law help me. I have gone from the way like a lost sheep. Look for your servant, for I do not forget your word. The Hebrew language had several different words that are often translated into English as law. I'm not going to give you all those different Hebrew words today, but I'm going to read a partial list of some of their meanings, and I'd like you to see if you can pick out which of these words are the word used here in Psalm 119. Okay, so the meanings: statute or decree, command, precept, judgment, direction, as in the directions to complete a project. So which one of those meanings do you think the Hebrew word used here in 119 has? Which one do you think it is? It's actually the last one, direction. And in Hebrew, the word is Torah. Yes, it's correctly translated as law in every English Bible. But isn't it interesting that the second, perhaps more nuanced definition of Torah is direction? God's law is very accurately described by some as an owner's manual for us. A few years ago, my church did a complete remodel of the sanctuary. It was over a year-long project, and one of the things we did was upgrade the sound system. And being the tech guy at the church, it was my job to recommend new equipment. Well, once everything came in, I had to learn how to use it. Guess what the first thing was I looked for when I opened the boxes? Right. The owner's manual, written by the manufacturer. I wanted to be sure I got the best sound out of the new hardware, and I wanted to be sure I didn't break anything. I wanted to use the equipment as it was meant to be used. God created us, and He knows how we best operate, and how we can best reach our highest potential. And that is why His law was given to us. It was because of His great loving kindness. God didn't want us thrashing about trying to figure things out on our own. And Psalms chapter 119 is filled with praise to God for giving us directions for our lives. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, for your revealing yourself to us through your word. What are your thoughts? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Okay, so I promised to give you an update on my eyeball situation. So I was at the ophthalmologist's office bright and early this morning at 7 o'clock. After checking in, the nurse took me to a dimly lit room, asked some questions about why I was there, and asked me to cover my good eye and read the eye chart. After determining that I couldn't read a thing, she put some drops in my eye to dilate the pupil and said it would be a few minutes for the drops to work, and then the doctor would be in. Well, I found out that because of COVID, the doctor that took care of me back in 2014 when my retina first tore was let go. I really liked him, and I was sorry to hear he was no longer practicing where I get my health care. The new doc seems okay, but there was a certain amount of security with the other doctor since he was there from the beginning of my eye problem. So anyway, the new doc carefully looked inside both eyes with that bright flashlight thingy they have. Did your mom ever tell you, don't shine that flashlight in your eyes? You'll ruin them. Well, mine did. Funny, that's how the ophthalmologist checks that your eyes are healthy or not. So anyway, he had me look up, look down, look to the top right, top left, bottom right, and on and on and on. And then, after all that, he said, well, there's too much blood in the vitreous fluid for me to really see what's going on. could be just a small rupture in a blood vessel, or the retina may have torn again. Come back in a week and we'll take another look. By the way, are you taking aspirin or ibuprofen? I told him I was taking a baby aspirin every day. Well, that thins your blood, he said, which might make the bleeding last longer. I told him I was also taking a blood thinner because of a heart condition. Oh, then this could take longer to clear up. Wonderful, I thought. And also, he said, try not to move your head too much, or look down, and sleep on your back with your head up. We want that blood to settle instead of being stirred up. Well, guess what? I don't know how not to move my head as I go about living my life, and I have to look down to do one of my day jobs. And I normally sleep on my side. But I guess I can sleep in my recliner. At least there's that. So, that's where we're at. No more news for another week, unless something happens. Right now, in my left eye, it appears as if I'm looking through a tissue paper. I see shapes and colors, but there's absolutely no detail. And I've got some big, dark floaters moving around every time I move my eyeball. But I know that nothing happens to us that God doesn't allow, and I'm fine with that. He is a great and loving God, and I am His. I trust Him, and I know that whatever happens with me, He is good. Amen? And now, I told you I'd have an extra special surprise. It's this. This is Adrina Thorpe. Adrina was one of the first artists to allow her music to be played on podcasts way back at the very beginning of podcasting. And over time, Adrina and her family became friends with the lovely Lady Leanne and me. I interviewed Adrina a couple of times on the LifeSpring podcast, once at my house, once at her house. This song is called With Hope, and I thought it was kind of appropriate for what's going on in my life right now. I hope you like it.
I only prayed because I always do. Doesn't hurt just to ask when you've given up on everything. And I spoke the words I'd never prayed before, but I knew they were hid somewhere deep inside your word. And then I should read it so I opened up those words I spoke in desperation, were staring back at me with hope. Thank you, Jesus, for answering me in your word. I was lost now.
With Hope, Adrena Thorpe. By the way, our reading tomorrow will be Proverbs 29 and 30. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. With Hope. Bye.